Well, good morning, everybody. We continue our Easter celebration today on this, the last day of the octave of Easter. And it's also Divine Mercy Sunday. Very happy Sunday, a happy time for us to kind of reflect a little bit on the mercy of God. And really, if you think about it, everything is mercy. I was thinking, you know, in our gospel today, it talks about doors. And just think about the different doors in our lives. And how sometimes God opens a new door. And it happens when there's maybe a new job or a new ministry in church, a new friend, a new neighbor, a new thing in life. Maybe it's a promotion at work. Maybe it's just coming to meet somebody and really like, man, where have you been all my life? God opens doors like that all of the time. And sometimes he opens them in the most unusual ways, in ways that we would never seek. I was thinking about a couple that I know that came to meet each other because they had a fender bender. And now they have two kids, and those children owe their lives to a fender bender. It couldn't be anything but God, right? Like, God opened a door for them. They weren't looking for the door. But that door opened, and thanks be to God it opened. Yesterday I did a wedding at Sacred Heart. It was a huge wedding. There were 15 groomsmen and 15 bridesmaids. It was amazing. And everybody received communion. Everybody was Catholic. It was just like, whoa. You know, and I was through them and excited that they came to know each other. I did their marriage prep, this couple, and they went to Roncalli together. But never really, like she said, he tried to flirt with me at Roncalli, but he tried and it didn't work. But like 5 years later, they had a class reunion. And she said, I almost didn't go. I didn't want to go. I don't know why I went. But it was at that reunion that they happened to sit at the same table. And lo and behold, now they're married. Isn't that wild? God opens doors for us in the most fascinating ways. There's also times in life where God doesn't open a door. Maybe we're convinced that that door is our door. I know a lot of times people are like, man, that promotion should have been mine. That was my door. And I don't know why, but I wasn't chosen for it. The door was closed. And that's mercy too. The Acts of the Apostles tells the story of the early church, and it tells the story of Paul and Barnabas. And one day, these two guys, they're just set on fire with the Lord, and they're going to go, and they're going to spread his name everywhere. And by George, they come up with a map of where they're going to go. And they figure it out, and then they set out. But the scripture says that the Holy Spirit prevented them from going to the place where they planned to go. The door was closed, and it's mercy. Because all those people whose lives were impacted by Paul and Barnabas in the place where God actually had in mind for them would not have been impacted had they gone to the place they originally were going to go. It's all mercy. I was thinking about my own life and how I'd been a priest for 8 months at Our Lady of the Greenwood, loved it, and it came time for new assignments. Right now, by the way, among all the priests and seminarians, it's nothing but gossip about who's going where. You know, but I was sure that I was going to be the next chaplain at Roncalli, and I wanted it. I wanted it really bad. Like I had a whole list of reasons why that should have been my job, like my new assignment, in addition to being at Our Lady of Greenwood, because I had been working with retreats. I'd been doing a lot of masses at Roncalli, some of the big like all school mass. Like I loved it. And I had a list of reasons why I was supposed to be the next chaplain at Roncalli High School. The door didn't open. And I look back and I thank God because it's mercy. Had that door opened, I probably would never have come to St. Joe. I would have been still on the south side of Indy. And it's all mercy. You know, but it wasn't easy for me at the time when I learned that I wasn't going to be that person. But who knows, like the one that was chosen probably touched lives that I never would have been able to. It's all mercy, but that door was closed. When I was a young man, I used to pray for the most perfect woman to walk into my life. It didn't happen. And now I look back and I'm like, thank you, Lord, because I wouldn't maybe be a priest. I wouldn't have come to realize that this was my calling in life. It's all mercy. The doors that open, the doors that don't, it's mercy. And today we celebrate that. And Faustina, St. Faustina, who had that image of the good Lord, in her, she had visions of Jesus. And she wrote about them in her diary, and it's an amazing thing. That image is a very sacred image. And she said that, like, sometimes life is hard when, she didn't say it this way, but like, if the door opens and we think that it shouldn't, or it does not open and we think it should, like, it can be hard. But she said, close your eyes and say it three times. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. And she said, then all your anxieties and fears will fade away. Jesus, I trust in you. You opened this door. I don't know why you did, but I trust in you. You didn't open that door, but I trust in you. And it'll be okay, because we have our Jesus, who's in ultimate control. St. Faustina, one time in her diary, she said, there's one door that we have to keep open. She said, every person must keep ajar the door of his or her heart to the Lord. She said, we have to keep the doors of our hearts open. And in that case, she said, sometimes even just a little smidge is enough. But we do our very best to keep the door wide open our whole life. I don't know if you know anybody who's stubborn. Sometimes people spend a lot of energy shutting God out. And it makes me mad, it makes me sad, and I get confused about it, and I don't understand why people do it, because life is just 1,000,000,000 times better when we live as God invites us to live, and I just don't understand why people shut him out. And I don't understand it. But the good news for us is that two times in our gospel today, Jesus breaks down the door. He knows how. He knows how to break down the door. And sometimes it's the door of our own heart. You know, sometimes we put a little barrier up or whatever, but Jesus can knock it down. And we pray that he will knock it down more and more every day in our own hearts and in the hearts of those that we know and love, who for whatever reason keep the Lord out as much as they can. We give the Lord thanks because it's all mercy. The doors that open, the doors that don't, it's all mercy. It's all mercy that allows us to even let God into our hearts. It's mercy that he storms in there even when we try to keep him out. And so we give Jesus thanks today for his divine mercy, the rays of which fall upon us all of the time, and especially in the sacrament of confession. So this afternoon I'll be doing a service at St. Vincent at the Hour of Mercy, which is 3:00. Parishes around the world are encouraged to be doing that. And so Shelby will be doing that there. We'll have adoration, do the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It's very easy. We use the rosary for it. And I'll hear confessions there as well. God bless us all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.